So we don't have to force them to like us. We don't have to force them to accept us. But what we do have to do is stop spending our motherfucking money with people who gonna continue to give you their ass to kiss. Why in the fuck you do that? For what? For what? The only reason Gucci had it because we made that shit hot.
Hello, hi, and welcome to Table for Free. I'm your host for today, Aaron.
Whoa. Hey, motherfuckers, this Abs, what's good?
Hello, my name is Chip Skylark, and shiny teeth that sparkle just like a Christmas tree.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, anyone who can get the reference?
Chip Sparkle is from Badmouth, not
nope.
Big Mouth.
Nope. My shiny teeth that glisten just like
a Christmas tree. After good.
Wow. No,
I know it, but it's annoying me, but I don't have time to think about it.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Yes, that's what Chip Sparkle.
That's a good reference. Skylar, come on, guys.
It was great reference.
Golly.
I wouldn't have got there, but I remember the name.
I would do that every week.
I haven't seen the episode in time.
Listen, that was a 10 out of 10 episode.
And we are joined. we were in our own world. We are joined by
Hakeem Demi.
Jeez.
Otherwise known as Ahmed.
Jeez.
Ahmed the Wise.
He's back. Jeez. He's back again this week with us. This week we will. How are you, buddy? How's everyone? Sorry, that was rude.
Yeah, we're good, man.
Yeah, we are, man. We cool.
You know how we are.
I'm ill, man.
Well,
yeah.
I'm hungry, but I'm ill.
So this week on Behind the Bar, we are going to talk about Gucci and their latest product. So anyone want to explain their latest product?
So, it's kind of like a turtleneck.
It's a black turtleneck.
I would call it a black
turtleneck.
A black turtleneck.
What's wrong with that, right?
With a cutout.
Because the turtleneck extends to the nose.
Yeah, it's a long turtleneck. It comes up to like, it's like a balaclava turtleneck.
Nothing's wrong with that, right?
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong with that. So far, it sounds good.
And there's a cutout around the lip part.
Mm. Okay, that's not
wrong. It's like oversized lip part.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
And then there's, it's like red lips around the outline of the cutout part.
Okay, interesting.
It sounds like some, if I just explain it, doesn't sound bad. Uh-huh. But in seeing it... Looks a bit mad. It looks a bit niggaboo, jigaboo. Like it looks a bit.
No.
It looks a bit wild.
Looks a bit like a jigaboo.
Yeah, it looks a bit like a jigaboo. But again, who am I? What do I know?
What jigaboo is? Yeah. It's a bit of racism from the deep south in America, all of America, where they pictured black people as a mad dark with big red lips, watermelon eating simpletons.
Didn't they used to have dolls of those things? Like you could collect them as well.
Yeah, gollywogs.
Mad gollywogs.
But okay,
mammy dolls.
I guess everyone knows what we're talking about. Are you guys, is it fake outrage? Is it a reach? Or is it genuine?
Well, fake outrage is a
Gucci,
reach.
Just.
Here's the thing for me.
Give a fuck.
I'm 50-50 on this.
I feel like for like things like that, when I look at it, there's so many ways you can interpret so many things in the world, right? There's more ways to interpret things than there are things to interpret. But I feel like even if that shit wasn't accidental, even, let's say best case scenario, there's like a whole team of motherfuckers that's the clear everything and anything before it goes anywhere in organizations that size. So someone somewhere should have been like, this is tasteless.
But how many, to be fair though, I do feel like it's trash. If I, like, not because of obviously it's just what it looks like, but just it looks like a dumb idea anyways. Why would I wear a turtleneck and have my mouth open? If I'm cold, I'm cold, no? But like... I feel like we always say the same thing with corporations and like the industries in terms of they have a whole team. I feel like they just don't look at it that way.
They don't consult their team.
Because I guess when you're being creative, you don't look at the, this might look a certain way. It's just, does this look good or not?
Mm.
And like with the red lipstick thing or the red mouth thing, they could easily just say, well, we're Gucci. We always use red.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't feel like it
could. And then my other question is, if it wasn't a black turtleneck and if it was a white turtleneck with a red mouth, is that still the same outrage? Because let's say they used a black model, you could still say that looks a certain type of way.
Agreed. To be honest, like I said, I don't generally in my heart of hearts, I don't think it is what people think it is, but I feel like in the case that it could be, I feel like
they should have been prepared.
Yeah, I feel like certain things I don't say, so then just so I'm not interpreted as a madman. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm mindful of what I, because I have to be responsible for my words. Like, mm-hmm. I'm responsible for the outcome. So like, I don't, like I said, same as the topic prior, like I don't, yeah, I don't think, but like you should still be mindful, I mm-hmm. feel.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, when people are being creative, I don't think people think like this to that degree, I think.
Especially when you're white.
When you're white, you're not white, you're just a person.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, exactly.
Generally, like you, when you integrate, when you like interact with white people, you kind of learn that like yeah. you're just you.
And like, yeah. this might be a bit mad, but I feel like, you know, in terms of trends and ideas or new ideas, mm. it just comes around full circle. So whoever like invented the gollywog or just the whole black and red face, red mm. lips kind of thing, yeah, obviously that's used in the intention of slavery and racism. Mm. But then, I wouldn't be surprised if another person one day was just like, oh, you know, it would be a sick idea, a black and red theme thing, mm. and not think, oh, wait, but this was used before in a previous time. It's just ignorance, maybe.
It might be.
But I'm definitely reaching, so I don't know.
Wait, let me, here's a question. Are you mad about it?
No.
I don't care either. I'm glad. I'm so glad.
I'm not mad at all. I wouldn't, I'm not even, like, I don't wear Gucci like that. I don't have Gucci, actually. I'm a liar. I yeah. don't wear Gucci at all. Yeah. But I don't think they should be cancelled for it.
I'm not mad at it because it just happens all the time. Mm. I think, as we said before in previous episodes, yeah. I can't die on every hill. Like
we did an episode of the H&M thing, what, coolest monkey in the jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah. H&M's still out here.
Yeah,
people are still buying stuff from H&M.
It's like, I do feel there is a thing where, all right, we're going to do this. Ooh, it might be a bit controversial. It's going to be offensive to black people. We'll do it anyway. Maybe not in this circumstance with Gucci, but we've seen it before. Mm. And it's like, if I keep getting mad at these things, they're going to keep making money.
Money, yeah.
Like, no one's going to, they're not going to die this night. So I'm going to be mad because I don't buy it anyway. So my money's not going to them. I'm not supporting them.
Yeah.
So if I get mad, what's next?
It's just exhausting, really. You just turn a blind eye to these things. To be honest, getting mad about it is what gives it, but it, like as you said, they make money. It's what gives it its publicity. It's what gives it its drive. Sometimes people might buy it for that exact reason now, but I don't really care about it like that. I don't really care about Gucci like that. It's absurd. I don't have any Gucci.
There's this, I think about this a lot because by the time a lot of these stories reach me, mm. it's reaching me with the already, look at this.
Outrage.
This is, it's already reached me with the outrage.
So you've taught to be outraged already.
So yeah, so now when I see it, it's like I'm being forced to look at it through outrage lens.
Mm. Yeah.
So I keep trying to think. I was just looking at a picture right now. I was looking at it thinking, if I had just seen this by myself, I would have thought anything
of
it.
Just thought, this is some dumb.
If you want me to be honest, that's exactly how I saw it. I saw it first and I didn't know where it was. And then I saw it later with outrage. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
I would have thought that's anything of it. Yeah. Like there's, and I don't want to be ignorant. And maybe I'm just being naive thinking, oh, there's no way that these companies are trying to profit off black rage or whatever the fuck. They probably are. But me, maybe I'm giving niggas the benefit of the doubt. Too. But for example, with the H&M thing, the coolest monkey in the jungle, again, I felt like that was just coincidence that it happened to be on a black child. Again, if I, because I think I saw it before the outrage. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Scroll past again. Didn't think anything of it. But then when it comes back to you again, you're like, oh, mate, should I be mad about this? So there's two conversations. There's the, oh, maybe there are companies that are profiting off our outrage and using it as just free publicity. Or does this thing actually offend me? And am I actually mad about these things that I'm being told I should be mad about? Yeah. Because maybe there is a splash of racism in there. Yeah.
It's like you said on the previous episode, this cancellation era. And I guess this is what's happening, which we're not taking control of. It's the fucking internet in terms of, like,
martial law on the internet.
When anything comes to us, it's approached already negatively, right?
Yeah.
Celebrities also who have power, influencers who have power, they probably see it negatively. Some random person on the internet probably was like, oh my God, you know what this looks like? I'm going to tweet about it. Yeah. Then it went viral. So now let's say a person like T.I., yeah, he'll see it and he'll be like, fuck, Gucci are fucking us up. Mm. They're taking us for dickheads. How many times have I bought Gucci this, Gucci that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm going to go on my social media. I'm not having this. We should be better as black people. We need to stand together. Yeah. Of course, what's going to happen? Everyone's going to follow suit.
Yeah.
But it's like, we are getting outraged by the wrong things.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Stuff like this is not important because at the end of the day, Gucci is still going to be Gucci.
Yeah.
People are still going to buy Gucci. All they need to do is say, I'm sorry, and not sell the product. Well, and that's it.
It's two ways of that. So with that, I agree with you in the sense that if we get mad, what's going to happen? But it does force them to take that shit off the line.
Yeah, but that's not a win, though.
It's not a win, but it's just like... forget what I'm saying, because I was going to say it forces other companies to not do the same, but they keep doing the same shit, so ignore what I was going to say.
Yeah, because the thing is, it's not a win. And at the same time, if Gucci's intention wasn't even related, like if they blindly just didn't see it that way. Yeah. And with this situation, like Ibu said, like I didn't really see it until someone was like, oh, it's they racist, related it. Yeah. Like even the Moncler jacket, right, with the black face
that
and the red lips.
That was more racist to me than
that
Gucci.
That is very mad as a design. I'm very suspect about that one, because that's definitely something.
I was a gollywog on a jacket.
But then it's like, so from now on, right, as a creator or whatever, I can't do a black face with red lips.
Well, it's like everything after Nazi Germany.
You
couldn't use a swastika.
Yeah.
You couldn't use a swastika, like.
Yeah.
Because it was like,
A swastika,
Speaking of what you said that, there was an Asian singer had the swastika.
It was an Asian symbol that they...
And she was like, why is everyone mad?
She was like,
why is everyone mad? Because it's just like...
This is a symbol for my religion.
It's a symbol for my people, but can't be used anymore because... In our side of the world, it's like, this is fucking racist. This is a sign of racism.
Yeah, it's things mean things in different places, in different contexts. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Context. You just got to apply context to everything.
The difference between that with the Asian person and this, Gucci's in the Western world.
Yeah, and you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You might be ignorant to it, but it's still on your doorstep.
Because, okay, but... do you feel like maybe... No, I don't want to say that. No, speaking of... Let's talk about it in terms of, all right, black people, are we... starting to become overly sensitive? Because let's say now, if we do some, if like a company,
I think we're just generally a sensitive people because of history.
But we have a right to be.
Niggas always trying to try us.
We're a sensitive people.
I gave this analogy one time in book club, right? If you take like a little kid from a favela, right, where like crime is rife and guns are shot every day and people sell drugs and people die, and whenever they hear a bang, what do they think it is?
A gunshot,
right? Now, if you adopt that little boy and take him to like a suburban household and put him in like a nice bedroom with a lovely family, let's say they're white, just for argument's sake, for no reason, because it's funny. And like, they have like a pet cat and the cat's downstairs in the kitchen and he knocks some shit over and the kid hears a bang. What do you think the bang is?
He's gonna be thinking it's a gun.
Because he's the history, like the story behind him. Like, do you get me? He's jumpy. Can we blame him for being jumpy? No. But my G, like, it's just the cat knocks some shit over. Do you know what I mean? But like everyone, if everyone's aware of that history, everyone has to take it into consideration. Do you know what I mean? I think to some degree. To what degree now, or depending on how much responsibility you have as a person, as a corporation, as a leader, do you get what I mean? That it changes.
From what you said, do you know what it is? A design company wouldn't do like a Nazi outfit.
They wouldn't. They would never.
They'll try one day.
And then that's the end of them.
Yeah.
They won't do maybe not Swastika, but do like models with the Hitler moustache or some other shit. Because they'll be like, yo.
But then that's
because that strategy is taken seriously.
But also I feel like it's a educational thing as well. It's like when you said ignorance, it's like an ignorance thing. The Nazi short sticker is more well known than a gollywog. Like, you learn about Nazi Germany in school. Like, everybody knows who Hitler is. Everyone knows the mustache. Everyone knows. Like, these are clear symbols of hatred. So when you see it, automatically you're just like, fuck, this makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. I guess gollywog is only to black people. We know.
So, and if you're not taught about black history and that side of, like, you can be taught about black history and then the whole gollywog thing and just blackface and all that stuff, you could completely miss it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't, because it's irresponsible, but you could miss it. It's possible, especially depending on where you grew up and like what you're taught in school.
True.
It's all based on that. So I feel like, I don't want to say it's like a false comparison, but it kind of is.
Fair.
Yeah.
No,
like, it was on a bigger scale as well, because this was like, I don't want to say it's on a bigger scale. Okay, so obviously, like, just, you know, oppression towards black people and just the whole, that's like a worldwide thing. So that's the thing, the oppression towards black people. And then if we add nuance to it, there's different subsections and then like blackface and gollywog, that's like a part of it. But with Nazi Germany, it's like this man, he was
the word.
It's like, yeah, he was a, He was a dictator of a entire country, started a world war, and this was the symbol of that regime.
Yeah. So you're definitely going to learn that more than anything else.
There we go.
Technically, it's a bigger evil.
Yeah. So like, even though if we compare just the oppression of black people and Nazi Germany, those are two big things. People know about the oppression of black people and they know about Nazi Germany, but there isn't this just one symbol that signifies the oppression of black people.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people would know.
And that only affects black people. Yeah.
That too.
Negatively affects black people anyway.
I don't know if that made sense, but
hopefully it makes sense to you who's listening.
That history degree.
Yeah, if it don't make sense, just listen again. It made sense.
Yeah, rewind and listen.
But just listen.
So going forward, is it the corporations that need to do better, or
they need to have more ethnicity in their teams?
I still feel like even if they did that, It's very possible that they still won't see it. I feel like,
but then hey, that's
the, I feel like it's hard to live in the public light and not upset someone. Someone will always get upset somehow.
That's true. Do you know what it is? I say it because at my workplace, we were looking at like a gay pride event and like looking at comments, because there's one coming up, looking at comments to monitor. And then someone was critical, and they used, to be critical, they used the image of a jigaboo. And when I was looking at the comments, because it was kind of like deciphering what's positive, what's negative, I was like, oh, that's negative, because it's obviously racism. And the woman next to me, she was like, wait, why is that racist? And I had to explain to her why I was racist. So if there's no diversity, something like that wouldn't be flagged and blocked. It'd be like, oh, this is fine. I don't understand the image.
But you know that through your own education, not because you're black.
But I'm saying if there was more ethnicity in the team.
Yeah, no, but what he's saying is like,
not if I wasn't there.
No, but
it's what I'm saying about the education. The only reason you know that is because you know that.
It's not because you're black.
No, it's not because you're black.
So it's not ethnicity.
No, if there's more diversity in the team, you'll be like, you'll have someone like me to say, yo, everyone relax, this is a racist image. This looks a bit racist.
No, but what they just said is that like not every black person will know what you know.
I'm not saying every black person, but there's a strong,
it helps.
A chance, yes.
It helps. Yeah, likely, you're right. It does help.
Fair.
I'm not expecting every black person.
Yeah.
It's like, you see something like, oh, that kind of looked mad.
Diversity
on the team, and people need diverse. The diversity on the team need to be feel safe to speak up, because not every, from my experience, not every supposedly diverse office, the minorities in the office don't really have voice in that space sometimes.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah, I guess I'm just rude, so I don't care.
But you
speak your mind. That's your a good values. Thing.
That's a good thing. I don't think everyone does.
Yeah.
But then it's like, it's very possible that they're just ignorant towards, oh, that this looks a certain way. Because I was thinking as well, like, let's say, I don't know, they do like a sort of necklace that looks like chains or something mad. You know what I mean?
Did that happen?
I'm pretty sure it did.
Like bracelets that look like...
I look like cuffs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a, like, I don't know. It's mad. I just feel like it is mad. I feel like if they come out and say they're sorry, they'll probably do it again, but they took it down, take it as it is and move on. Because I feel like there's other things that we should really be outraged by.
I'm not
that like
anymore.
Celebrities should really be backing. Like, because the way like... I seen on Instagram, the way T.I. is going mad for this Gucci thing, he's like, fuck you, really? I'm not going to be rocking the da-da-da-da. And I'm just thinking, like...
American Eagle. They had the chains that look like shackles.
Oh, wow.
Wait, American who?
American Eagle. And you know what's mad? I would have... maybe I'm just a dickhead. I would have seen this and I definitely would have thought that.
I don't know. I agree with
you. No, but that's not a mad thing. Sometimes, like, you gotta be looking to see something that way sometimes, I think.
Yeah, sometimes it just hits you, though.
Fair.
No, it depends
what's on your mind.
There's definitely times.
That Moncler jacket, absolutely.
Yeah, the Moncler jacket. I was like, yo,
that's creepy. In your face.
That's creepy.
That's in your face. I don't know, man.
But also, invest in black businesses.
What?
The good ones. Don't just invest.
Would you guys judge me if I got, like, Raycon Global earbuds?
I don't know.
What is that?
Raycon.
Ray J.
Ray J's a king.
Because you know, like,
Ray J's a king.
You know how you're on Apple Pods, but obviously you can't because you have an iPhone.
Yeah.
He's got a Raycon ear plug-in. What's it called? Earbuds.
Yeah.
They actually look sick.
I mean, if they're good,
cheaper.
If they're good,
I'll do it.
I'm gonna do it.
Like, that's my thing towards black business. I'm not gonna buy into black business just because it's black.
Do you know what spun me as well? Like, I watched the Killer Mike documentary on Netflix.
Yes.
And he was like, they said black people don't make cars. That spun me, you know? Like, obviously you don't, but like, fuck.
I know what you mean.
Fuck. Yeah. That's like fucking hell, like shit.
Even like, down to the farming, like, man was struggling to find food from black people who grew food.
Yeah.
Bruh.
I was like, yo, we don't do
that. I just didn't like the sound of that. Like, I was like, you're absolutely right, we don't.
Was there someone there who was only buying stuff from black?
So he did one episode where he was just gonna
basically
buy black.
Was it 2 days?
For 2 days.
For 2 days, he could only
spend his money on black
owned. So it has to be from a black person.
So if you want to buy food for your house, you got to go to a supermarket. Yeah,
he could go to like a Caribbean restaurant, but if they got their meat from a white person's farm or he can't eat it.
Weed man can be black. If the person who grows the weed is white, nah, I can't do it.
I can't live my life.
Went to a strip club. Asian woman was dancing. I'm sorry, I'm only giving my money to black.
Oh, but he didn't. but his phone, right? They gave him a phone that was black owned.
Yeah, black owned.
Which was mad.
Yeah?
Yeah, like literally everything he did.
That also spun me, because I was going to ask this as well. If a new, was it sim?
I thought about it the same way.
A new sim or a new whatever it's called. I can't remember, my English is leaving me.
Take your time, don't fight the English. Let it flow, Esther, let it flow.
And it was
Esther!
And it was black owned. Would you, man, jump on?
If it was good, yeah. Like,
would you give it, like, let's say it's the first year, so obviously there's probably going to be problems. Would you take the risk?
Do you know,
I mean, to be fair, my phone does dual SIM, so I can do it.
With phone, maybe not, because I need service. But for example, Tidal, for example, I was willing to give it a try and let it go through its creek. The first thing it did, I was like, nah, this is garbage. Yeah. I can't do it. Like, I'm not giving you £10 a month for because you're just black.
Yeah.
And then I went back like maybe like a year after that. It's not bad. It's got kinks in there. And it got a lot better over time.
Mm.
But when it's something like a phone service or something I need to use, because music is a luxury, essentially. A phone is a luxury, but it's like I need it more. So if I can't get signal 50% of the time, then what the fuck am I paying £30 a month?
Yeah, but you're investing.
How do you feel about businesses that are black owned that market themselves solely like, yeah, we're black owned?
I hate it.
I feel like that's not too clever, I think.
It's not, because
we're a minority group still.
Yeah, you're.
I feel like that's where you get.
You're taking away the main
point. I want white people's money, you know?
What?
Like Tidal.
Yeah,
didn't market themselves
as black owned.
Yeah. There's like it's owned by Jay-Z.
Yeah. That's
This
is like this is my thing with it's a black owned business. Like, fair enough, it can be a black owned like Bevel, for example, the shaving thing. It's a black owned business. The guy who owns it is black.
Is that black owned?
Yeah,
that's how everyone supports it.
But he doesn't.
How much is Bevel?
His money. Yeah. But like all clippers around, top clippers around the same price.
Okay. But he doesn't like.
He doesn't. This is only for blacks.
Yeah. Like anyone can use it. It helps. Like obviously,
it's better for black.
It's better for black people because of the way the hair curls. But all of that, fair. That's a unique selling point. It makes sense. But like niggas ain't gonna buy if the product's not good.
Yeah.
And just marked it solely as a black owned product. Like
it's a bit long.
Yeah, I feel like when you go like, oh, because it's a black business, you take away the quality of whatever you're selling. And
give
you're
me white people's
like,
money. Yeah. Like the fuck.
Yeah. I can't take you seriously.
It does that. I can't. That's how I know you're not about your business. You're not about your bread.
It depends on the industry, but like, if you're like, this is just for black people, it's like, all right,
then it has to be something that clearly is specifically
and
for black
people.
And it has
to be perfect. Because if I can get somewhere else for cheaper, I'm like,
Yeah, like if you're the durag selling company.
Yeah. See, that's different. Yeah.
That makes sense. You're making it's a product that primarily is used.
My money. Yes.
There we go. But I mean, like
when it's something like, all right, this is only for black people or 95% black people, then sure.
Yeah. Like supermarket, like if I live next to a black owned supermarket, that's great. But you know, Asda still works.
Yeah. Yeah, if you say there's a thing. If you were a black owned supermarket and you sold way more black products like a Blue Mountain.
Mm.
But you didn't exclude white people.
Is Blue Mountain black owned?
I don't know.
Where's Blue Mountain?
It's a shop in Harlesden.
Okay, cool.
And they sell like a bunch of that yard food and whatnot where you can they import from like Caribbean and Africa.
Dope. See, but then sometimes I just need to go to that shop to get the specific things.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But I'm not going to go to the black owned shop to get Frosties. Like,
if I can get Frosties next door, I'm going to get Frosties.
I'm going to fucking. Like Rajni at the top of the road again, my fucking thing. Like,
Rajni's cool.
Rajni is all right.
But you know what? Yeah, that spun me as well. I went to Luton and we went to like a my friend wanted to get cream, we wanted to get cocoa butter. So we go into the shop, and my friend was like, you know these like Asian guys, they're taking all our money. They own our shops.
Yeah.
Imagine going to an Afro-Caribbean shop and the owner is Asian, and you're giving them all your products. That's mad. That's mad. Just money straight into them.
I feel
and
like
they're just, and they're like, obviously they're nice, but at the same time, they probably don't even like you. They're probably racist.
I feel like there should be more black-owned hair shops, definitely.
Absolutely.
See, stuff like that where it's like, yo, this wig, it's probably a black girl's going to wear this wig.
Yeah. And it'd be nice for black girls
to tell me. It'd be nice for the black girl to tell me about the black girl wig. So, you know, shit like that. Yeah. Where it makes sense, let me know. Yeah, black-owned, blah, 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 blah. But in general, take these white people's money because they've been taking yours.
True.
Absolutely.
And on that note, thank you guys for listening again. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Table for Free UK.
And don't as well.
Yep.
don't listen to this podcast.
Ahmed, thank you for coming so much.
We appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Everyone, as a rule of thumb, be inspired by Liam Neeson and just shut the fuck up sometimes. Not everyday speak.
And then that, good night. Thank you.